Well, I think it's because of the whole incredible set of circumstances of the 100 days. You know, this is utterly unprecedented in history. But what do you do with a guy like Napoleon? Because there's no precedent for dealing with him. So they came up with a novel solution of putting him on Elba, and then he escapes. And it's the last gamble. I think that's really the main reason in many ways. It's an utterly extraordinary end to an utterly extraordinary career. It also kind of caught the spirit of the times, and that this is the age of romanticism. You know, this is the age of Sir Walter Scott taking off, Byron especially, who had strong opinions about Waterloo. And it just fits that crazy heroic image. You couldn't make it up. I think the other thing, particularly from a British point of view, this is a major British army. I mean, it wasn't largely British, to be truthful. Facing down Napoleon. This is the big duel between Napoleon and Wellington, the only time they ever faced each other. And that obviously adds a particular aura to it. It wasn't the usual suspects of the Napoleonic Wars facing each other. And of course, it is such a titanic battle in itself. Small in terms of numbers by the standards of the other battles of the late Napoleonic Wars, but it's amazing. You know, it's this extraordinary finish to an extraordinary era.